Were we not stuck in our homes, this would be a time for races. This past Monday, the third Monday of April, would have been the Boston Marathon. And this coming Saturday, May 2nd, the first Saturday in May, of course, would be the Kentucky Derby. It would have been a time of races. Both events have been pushed to September in hopes that we'll be able to gather in large groups at that time, both for the Boston Marathon, the Kentucky Derby, and other things. We're not sure at this point, but we're hopeful. But in the spirit of races, I went on a lot of runs this past week. And I actually ran a marathon this week. 26.2 miles. Now, before you think I'm crazy, which you probably already do, I didn't run it in one day. It took me four different runs spread out throughout the week. But added all up together, I ran a marathon this week. The weather was just beautiful. So I ran through Matamidi and Willernie. I ran by Wildwood Park, through Catherine Abbott Park. Even one day, I ran as far as the interstate, the Century College, and around Echo Lake. So I just kept running and running and running, all adding up to a whole marathon. It was beautiful. And I grew. I grew from run to run. Most of the time I was listening to music, but once I listened to a podcast on the scripture readings for this coming Sunday. So I was growing physically, but I was also growing in my understanding of the surroundings. I hadn't been to a lot of these areas of Matamidi before, so I was exploring. But I was also growing in my understanding of the Lord as I was listening to this podcast and ruminating on the scriptures for this weekend. And I think there are a lot of parallels between physical training and spiritual training. They take a lot of the same disciplines. I can't just decide to run a marathon one day. I die. I die right there during the race. If I didn't train for it, I wouldn't be prepared for it. I can't just go from marathon to marathon without any kind of training in between. That would be foolish. But it's in the same sense that I can't just go from one big spiritual thing to the next either without some training, without some purposeful decisions that will get me to the big events. I can't just go from Sunday Mass to Sunday Mass without doing something in between. That too, my brothers and sisters, is foolish. We have to train ourselves if we really want to be champions for Christ, if we really want to grow in our stamina. I'm able to run faster than I was at the beginning of the week. I shaved off like 6 minutes by the end of my week. I'm faster. I'm stronger. I'm preparing for that next time when I'll do some kind of big physical feat. In the same way, we need to prepare ourselves spiritually. And in our gospel today, there's both at play. These two disciples of Jesus are walking. They're on a physical journey. They walk, we hear, 7 miles. In the Greek, it's actually an athletic term, 60 stadia, the length of a stadium. So they walk this long endeavor together. And what are they doing as they do this physical journey? They're discussing and debating what had just happened. It's Easter Sunday, and they were disciples of Jesus. And everyone in Jerusalem, we hear, knew what happened during that weekend. That this man who claimed to be the Christ was put to death. And now some of his disciples were claiming that he was alive. And so these two disciples, as they're walking these 7 miles, they're discussing it and debating it, and they're pulling on past scriptures and trying to wrap their heads around this whole thing. And then Jesus comes and starts walking with them, this stranger on their physical journey. And they explain what they're doing. And what does he do? But he opens the scriptures for them. The questions that they had and that they were pondering, he answers. He pulls back things that they had been blinded from and reveals to them the greater truths of his resurrection, of how it was all set up pointing to this place. They walk those 7 miles with Jesus, and then they beg him to stay with them at Emmaus, this place that's along their journey. And as they gather there at table for a physical meal, Jesus makes it a spiritual meal, and he opens their eyes. In the breaking of the bread, Jesus reveals himself to them, and then poof, he disappears. There was this physical journey to the place of the breaking of the bread, but there was also this spiritual journey that was getting them ready to see Jesus and to receive the risen Lord. This is each of our journeys as well. As we journey from Mass to Mass, as we journey from big spiritual event to big spiritual event, we want to make sure we're preparing in between so that we would see Jesus more readily, that we would receive him more deeply when we're able. And it may not be in the next 7 miles or the next 7 or the next 60 stadia or the next, but eventually we'll be able to receive Jesus again in the Eucharist. Even if you're hungering for him, that's a good thing. As you're forming your hearts spiritually for that next Eucharistic meal, you can continue to prepare for it. You can continue to grow, strengthening your spiritual muscles, strengthening your stamina, preparing yourself to be a greater champion for Christ. One large way that we do this is through the scriptures. I've mentioned this before, but it begs repeating. But if the only time we're hearing the Bible, sacred scriptures, is during Mass, we're doing it wrong. We're starving ourselves from God's Word. And you're not going to get very big spiritually if you're starving yourselves from His Word. Sure enough, the first way that we receive the Word is by hearing. But there are many, many other ways that we can receive the Word, and they actually strengthen us in our journey. If my hand here were 5 reasons, and I think I've shared this before, the hearing of the Word is my pinky. It's the weakest way of receiving His Word. This book of scriptures, this Bible or missalette that I'm holding right here, I can't hold it very strongly with my pinky. It's not very strong. If a wind came, it'd probably blow it out. But if I want to grasp the scriptures more deeply and stronger, then I need my other fingers at play. I don't just need to hear the word. The next way to receive our Lord in the sacred scriptures is to meditate on his word. That would be my thumb. And so I can grasp my scriptures here a little more readily if I meditate on the scriptures. If I hear with my pinky and meditate with my thumb. This means reading the scriptures, praying with them on a regular basis, reading the Sunday gospel before I get to the pews or before I get to my sofa ready to live stream. If I've read the gospel beforehand and meditated on a little bit, I have a stronger grasp of it. But you see, I don't have the strongest grasp. I still got these 3 other fingers. The three other fingers represent other ways that we can spend time in the Word and strengthen ourselves spiritually. So my pinky is hearing the Word. My thumb is meditating on the Word. Then my ring finger, that's reading the Word. Maybe I have a daily regimen of reading through the Bible or reading through the Gospels. It's not just hearing, it's reading. And reading with a purpose to get through more of the words so that I understand some of the broader story and context. That when I hear about the disciples on the road to Emmaus, I can put that into the context of the Scriptures. It's by reading the Word. My middle finger is studying the Word. Putting time in every week or regularly, putting actual effort into study, listening to a podcast like I was doing on my run so that I understand some of the parallels and what the church fathers have said about the Scriptures and whatever other people smarter than I have said about the Scriptures. It's a regular regimen of study that strengthens my grasp. And then lastly, my pointer finger is memorizing some of the Bible. Actually, putting in my heart different verses that I can recall at key moments. The first scripture I ever remember memorizing was 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. I remind myself of that all the time. If I'm in Christ, I'm a new creation. The old life is gone. The new life is to come. I'm able to call that memory at key moments in my life. This diagram is actually given to us by some of our Protestant brethren in the Navigators. I'm going to post it to our Facebook site after Mass so you can look at it. And maybe you want to incorporate some of these spiritual disciplines into your life. So that between Mass to Mass and Eucharist to Eucharist, these big spiritual events, you'd continue growing and strengthening yourself by listening to His Word, by meditating on it, by studying, by memorizing, by reading, all these spiritual disciplines that will get us ready to be champions. One last part about this gospel. You notice that there were two on the journey. It's easier to run a physical race and a spiritual race with a companion, with someone who runs with you, walks alongside of you, just as these two disciples. One is named Cleopas, but the other is unnamed. And I think it's for a purpose, that we would see ourselves as that second disciple, that we would see ourselves in the Scripture, and that we would see our need for companionship. It's easier to run a race with someone next to you, encouraging you, so that you're doing these spiritual and physical disciplines together, and then gathering around the Eucharistic banquet together as a community. It's nice to have one of my brother companions here today. We run this spiritual journey together. Every morning we pray together. Every day we have meal and conversation together. And the same is true for you. Each of us needs to find a way to grow in these spiritual disciplines, to receive God's Word outside of the big things, to train ourselves spiritually if we're really going to be a champion. So brothers and sisters, commit with me today that I wouldn't just go from Sunday to Sunday without any kind of preparation, but that I would do the work of an evangelist, do the work of a disciple, to form myself, to train myself for battle, that the Lord would be richly deepened in my life, and that He would bring other companions around me on the journey.